It's the Yearbook Podcast with, me. Sorry, us. There was no podcast, there was no episode last week. The reason? There were a lot of hockey games on. This is why cats hate the NHL playoffs. Oots and Google, again this year, are combining forces to still keep the Baltimore Orioles down. If on Google you, in the search engine, search Baltimore Orioles, and yes, I wish we could afford a bell, we would have rung the bell. I just became the first person since 1999 to refer to Google as a search engine. Yep, we're old. Well, we treat it like it's live. The first person in two decades to call Google a search engine. That happened. If you search Baltimore Orioles on Google, you will see they still use Baltimore's old ornithologically correct logo. An outdated bird is still on bags of the official salty snack of Major League Baseball, Oots. The Marlins logo has been updated on Oots bags, so these have not been sitting around in a warehouse for 2 years, unless it's a mass conspiracy. But the cartoony Oriole, which is the one the Orioles use on everything, is still missing. A team may still officially use the bird that looks like a bird on something somewhere, but it's definitely not prominent. Worse, in 90 minutes, in an hour and a half, literally, you could drive from your office at the Oots factory in Pennsylvania and personally witness the correct logo in use at an actual Orioles home game. During IndyCar races, you see the name Hanley scroll by. Actually, you wouldn't see it. Scrolling was last year. Scrolling is so last year. This year is the logo that they're using. It's like a big board. Actually, we thought it was a little too big. We didn't like that logo. But you see the name Hanley and the IndyCar races because this is about this year. You see the name Hanley anyway, and you're like, who? Then you find out IndyCar driver Ben Hanley is a 34-year-old rookie. Ben Hanley? The young kid just out of high school is 34? That's old for a rookie by almost any standard in almost any sport. Now, obviously, a 22-year-old gymnastics rookie would be considered old, but Ben Hanley would be celebrated in just about any other sport. Hockey, baseball, definitely football and basketball. They'd have him pose wearing a fake beard, making fun of how old he is. Now, obviously, Fernando Alonso was an old rookie in IndyCar last year, but like Nigel Mansell before him, he was already a big racing star. He was a legend already, just trying his hand now at a racing series in North America. Hanley is essentially the, 34-year-old player who's being called up from the minors, and yes, that does happen. I don't believe Ben Hanley is trying to run the upcoming IndyCar Grand Prix at the same facility as the Indy 500, but not the Indy 500. But he is trying to qualify for the Indy 500 at the same facility as the Indy 500 because it is the Indy 500. By the way, get rid of bump day. One of the cool things about the NFL draft is this is actually why this podcast is premiering early. Actually, there is no reason whatsoever for this podcast to premiere a few hours earlier than we usually have them. There is no super cute merch. New videos every weekend is what we'd say if we knew what we were doing. There is no reason for this to premiere before the NFL draft. We're not making a prediction. This will impact absolutely nothing, and we're not taking credit for anything, so I'm not sure why we're doing this. But nonetheless, one of the cool things about the NFL draft is it's finally the end of everybody lies. I think it was a draft prospect from a Division I AA school that once said maybe in the early 2000s, everybody lies. When he was talking about hearing from different people, you're going to go in the fifth round, you'll go in the second round, you're a fourth rounder in the months leading up to the draft. And why wouldn't, we can understand, but why wouldn't everyone lie? No team should want to give away secrets that could directly lead to four consecutive losing seasons. But the lying ends now, finally. So, among so many others, where will unheralded, heralded, average, good, subpar, great Massachusetts receiver Andy Isabella, please see earlier podcast, get picked? Will he get drafted at all? Once the line ends, the guessing begins. And that won't end until the week before the opener after final cuts. This is says in the yearbook is the full name of the podcast, the yearbook. You can subscribe, listen to us on iTunes, just about anywhere. You can also complain at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. Is it hockey? Because like the NCAA Frozen Four, which over the last decade has produced Hollywood-worthy finalists. If anybody'd watch it, they should make a movie about some of these teams. The NHL playoffs, which people laud as the most gritty and the most exciting, the most intense in all of sports, and then go watch something else, usually produces big upsets, if not always an upset champion. This time, with one round completed, we have been through one round. This is one seven-game series for each team involved. Already two really good teams, the Flames and Jets, are already out. The prohibitive, overwhelming Stanley Cup favorite Nashville is out. And the prohibitive, overwhelming Stanley Cup favorite Tampa Bay is out. So are both of last year's finalists, including the runner-up Las Vegas Golden Knights. Las Vegas coach Gerard Gallant took the odd step of calling the Sharks coach, quote-unquote, a clown prior to the Vegas-San Jose Game 7. It was in context. It wasn't out of the blue. It was in the context of defending his players from a charge from the other coach. But why would Gallant give San Jose more motivation? Firing up the other team seems like something somebody should do, just not the Golden Knights. Some snake-bitten NHL team that always underwhelms, like, ironically, the Sharks or the Blues or the Maple Leafs, should seriously consider changing tactics and not be so careful. Insult the other team. Yeah, sure, why not? It almost worked for Las Vegas, which in its second season of existence is not snake-bitten, but was dominating and leading the Sharks 3-0 in the third period. Genius! Then came a major penalty on the Knights. First of all, we said Vegas, didn't we? Which I hate. I sincerely apologize for saying Vegas. I hate that. Second off, if you don't watch hockey, a five-minute major is a five-minute power play, and the power play does not end when the team on the power play scores. The power play team can score at will for 5 minutes. They can score as many goals as they want. If they are capable, they can score 82 goals on a five-minute penalty, and it is legal. The final will be something like 86-2. All right, so you can score at will for 5 minutes. Okay, everyone says that. But teams never, ever score at will in those 5 minutes. It's often completely killed off, and the penalized team then has a ton of momentum on their side, or the team with the upper hand scores only once or maybe twice. The worst-case scenario never happens. This time, meaning this week, the Sharks, in a 3-0 hole, scored 4 goals on that one power play. That one power play got San Jose to overtime at 4-4, where they eventually won and made Knights coach Gallant look not like a genius. That worst-case scenario now overshadows the one from the last game of the 2012 Stanley Cup Finals, 2012, also a major penalty then on the New Jersey Devils, as they attempted to come back from being down 3-0 to L.A. The Devils were down only 3-2. They could have tied the series in Game 6, but teams never score at will on those penalties. The Kings scored at will. 3 goals to take a 3-0 lead, and they won the game and the Cup, never in doubt, 6-1. This year, San Jose was attempting to come back from being down 3-1 to Las Vegas thanks to a 5-minute major. Coach Peter DeBoer and the Sharks completed that comeback. Almost 7 years earlier, a 5-minute major worked the other way for then-Devils coach Peter DeBoer. Emmy nominations are scheduled to be announced anyway, July 16th. On July 20th, 2018, we said there won't be anyone better all year than Patricia Clarkson's unlikable Sharp Objects character. No one has been better all year. Actually, that's a good question. Maybe they can't afford her, or maybe she turned it down, or maybe she just wasn't asked. I mean, we would think she must have turned it down. She must have turned this down. But yeah, maybe no one asked. How come she hasn't been in a franchise or a Star Wars movie? She kicked people with guns in an Equalizer episode at the beginning of her career. She can handle it. How come she hasn't been in a Marvel, a franchise, or a Star Wars movie? Patricia Clarkson, do not set your alarm on Tuesday, July 16th, and sleep right through your own Emmy nomination announcement like the rebel you are.